AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is tweeting that with a new agreement between neighbors, Mexico is now doing more for the U.S. on illegal immigration than the Democrats are. Mexico's ambassador, Martha Barcena, was asked how soon the U.S. will see fewer immigrants trying to cross the border. She says they are sending the National Guard to their southern border to try to keep Central American immigrants from crossing into Mexico on the way to the U.S.
The deployment throughout the country has already begun, and it will increase next Monday. So we will see.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says he talked to the president Friday night about this.
He was, I think, appropriately pleased with the agreement that's been made.
Senator Blunt and the ambassador were on Face the Nation. Democrats say the president's overblowing any achievements. Presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke says these are agreements that Mexico had already made. David Ortiz helped the Boston Red Sox win three World Series titles. Last night, somebody shot him at a bar in his native Dominican Republic. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Ortiz's father, Leo, says there isn't any collateral damage, meaning no damage to major organs, and says his son is now out of danger and will be around for, as he puts it, a long time. Leo Ortiz says he has no idea why someone would shoot his son. Investigators are trying to determine whether Ortiz was the intended target.
Police in Niagara Falls, New York, have been searching for a suspect after a woman was found chained in a basement. The woman's been taken to a hospital. Starbucks and the environmental charity group Hubbub are launching a trial program to lend passengers at Britain's Gatwick Airport reusable cups while they're waiting for their flights in hopes of cutting down on waste. This is AP Radio News. A construction crane fell onto a Dallas apartment building yesterday during a storm, killing one woman in the building and injuring five other people, two of them critically. Kevin College managed to survive, and he says he's lucky.
I'm highly grateful. I could have been dead. The man next door, I believe he sustained like very critical injuries to his neck. He could not move. He couldn't stand. Two people had to grab him and take him out.
He talked to KDFW Fox 4 News. Democrats are beginning a series of hearings this week into lead Russia investigator Robert Mueller's report. The House Judiciary Committee plans to cover the first topic at a hearing today on what it calls presidential obstruction and other crimes. The House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday intends to review the counterintelligence implications of the Russian meddling. Among those who will testify this week, John Dean, a former White House counsel. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.